Hello, I'm your hostess for today, Trina. Welcome to Declare Victory. Are there any first-time callers? The events are as follows. Declare Victory has an app where you can submit your prayer requests. We encourage you to download the app and submit your request that way. Information on the app can be found in the Victory Room. You can ask a friend that has an app. Today is Teller Tuesday. Share Christ with someone. Tell them how good God is. Remember, we are his hands and feet, and we want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Tonight is TNT Bible Study from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Study the Word with Pastor LaBelle Jones. You will be blessed. The online prayer requests are, is from Dondrea Van Hook for her grandmother. The healing power of God to invade her body and her mind. Let her laughter continue to be her medicine. And the second prayer request from her again is for her cousins, Doris and Erica. The healing power of God to invade, overpower, and heal their bodies and their minds. The last prayer request is from Pamela Jordan, and it's a praise report. Praise God, my surgery went well. Thank you for all your prayers. Please continue to pray as I now recover. I love you all to life. The order of the call is as follows. Scripture, Tanya Porter, Declaration, Deborah Yvonne. Prayer number one is Diane. Prayer number two is Imani. Prayer number three is Beverly. And closer today is Carol. I repeat that. Scripture, Tanya. Is somebody trying to say something? Scripture is Tanya Porter. Declaration, Deborah Yvonne. Prayer number one is Diane. Prayer number two is Imani. Prayer number three is Beverly. And closer today is Carol. Please don't forget to mute your line by pressing the mute button on your phone or pressing star 6. I now pass the call over to Tanya. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. Today's word will be brought to you by Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 3 from the Message Bible. Put God in charge of your work, then what you've planned will take place. May God add a blessing to his already blessed word as I pass the call.
Amen. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, good. Good morning to everybody. Thank you, Susie, for greeting, and thank you, Trina, for hosting, and thank you, Tanya, for that scripture that you just gave us. And I want to say thank you to all of you that showed up this morning, and thank you to the Lord. So I guess we'll get started. So this is the third declaration of the three-part series that I've been doing. If you can put your phone on mute, I would appreciate it. Thank you, you guys. Okay, it's titled, Stand Strong, God is for Us. Romans 8:31, New King James Version. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? When we said yes to Jesus as our Savior, to give our hearts to Him, God is for us. He is our Father that stands for us to give more than we ask and provide all the help we need. We need to believe, trust, and depend on Him. He has given us the Holy Spirit to guide and convict us. He has made us the righteousness of God through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. He shows his love for us while we were yet still sinners. He also loved us first, and he promised us eternal life. These are only a few promises that shows God is for us. When we go through hardships and heartaches of life, God is still for us. When we make mistakes, God is still for us. We who belong to the family of God know that God is for us And at the same time, we know we have an enemy named Satan. Satan is our accuser, and he will use all he knows with lies and deceit to try and make us believe that God is not for us. It's a question of will you believe God's truth or Satan's lies? For myself, I choose to believe God. In Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Do you see his unlimited love he has for us? Then besides us having the Holy Spirit to pray for us, we have Jesus also sitting at the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf. God has our back, and we are covered in more ways than one. Can persecution, illness, prison, or even death separate us from God's love? No. His love is unshakable, and he is love. He will always be for us. If we were to honestly take a few moments and think about what is all around us, we would see, no matter if having a bad day or good day, the love of God is always abounding. Let me give you a few pictures of his love. When we see flowers blooming, that's the love of God. Plants growing, that's the love of God. Different seasons, that's the love of God. The sun shining, that's the love of God. When out and about and someone smiles at you or says, good morning, that's the love of God. Being able to laugh and enjoy others, that's the love of God. Then when distress comes your way and you see only one set of footprints, that's the love of God carrying you. I remember when my mother passed, I felt like my life ended and I didn't have hope one way or another, but I never gave up on God to help me through. I cried out help for myself and my family, for we all were in such emotional pain. I remember at home looking out the window, not knowing where or how to place my pain. All I could do was say, help, Lord. After we laid my mother to rest, I would frequently have a crying spell, especially when I went to the stores that both my mother and I would shop at together. It was a family affair. During one particular visit to the store, my youngest son, who was 13 at the time, we both were walking from the parking lot to the store when I had a crying spell. It hurt so bad to remember the memories of fun and joy shopping with my mother. My son saw I was crying, and he made a comment to me. He said, Mom, just think of Grandma being on a long vacation, for you will see her again. I know this was the truth, for my mother had always been a believer. But after my son made that comment, the Lord said to me, out of the mouth of a babe. Immediately my tears dried up, for I knew his words were from the Lord. It's been a while since the passing of my mother, but those words from my son are never far from me, especially when missing my mom. God's love never left me. He was for me even in my distress. Nothing can separate us from God's love, for God is love. In John 14:27 ESV, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Peace is health, wholeness, and well-being. It can also be defined as harmony, tranquility, and security. In days of old and now, shalom is peace. Usually when someone says shalom, they are speaking peace and well-being unto you. Jesus in John 14:27 said that he is giving us his peace to use in our Christian walk and any situation we may face in life. He clearly states he does not give peace as the world gives. For example, we may have peace that our money is secure in the bank, but if the stock market crashed too low, we may have lost our money. Or we may have peace receiving a good report from the doctor's visit, but when we leave, we still suffer that weird pain and we know deep down inside something is not right. These are examples of how the world gives false, counterfeit peace. God's peace is truth in life. But there are stipulations to receive God's peace. He tells us to not let our hearts be troubled or to be afraid. We all know that being afraid, the root is fear, and fear is not of God. So it seems to me the Lord is saying when we stress, have sickness, lack, or when life is out of control, we have to not fear or let our hearts be troubled. I know this is easier said than done, because in this life we can be blindsided, then fear sometimes can bring us to our knees. But we must pray and ask the Lord for his help so that we can stand strong in him to have hope and faith to receive his peace. We must learn to practice God's ways in our Christian walk. And as we practice God's ways of thinking, then his character will automatically come out in us. Then from this, we are more like Christ and less of this world. We all have to stand in what God's will is, but we have to do our part to let not our heart be troubled or afraid. Do you have a heart to stand in your part to receive God's peace? So again, I ask, what can separate us from the love of God? Nothing. He will never leave or forsake us. We as believers need each other's testimony. We need to see how applying God's word, walking in his peace, works in each of our lives. I believe the church is missing the strength of testimonies. That's why this prayer call and many small groups are so important. We have to band together for strength against the enemy, for we have so many battles going on that we need the prayers from each of us to intercede on each other's behalf. I have one more testimony pertaining to all three declarations. On a Sunday afternoon after church, a girlfriend of mine and myself went shopping and then Starbucks. I started telling her things that the Lord was dropping in my heart with excitement. She said, "Deborah, I sure wish you could talk on Wednesdays at the church, because the way you explain things makes me understand easier to see God's word in us and for us." I said, I would leave that in God's hand. But she wasn't the only one to speak those words to me. Many others have said similar comments. So during my quiet time and even during the day, I knew deep down inside that the Lord was setting me up to speak to a group of people somewhere, not knowing where, but somewhere. I felt this because when talking to my friends or family members, I felt like I needed to release what God was teaching me to make room for more teachings from the Lord. But first, I had to speak out what I had in me. I remember Jesus when he was at the well with the Samaritan woman. His disciples had went into town to buy food because everyone, including Jesus, was tired, thirsty, and hungry. So while the disciples were gone, Jesus had a conversation with a Samaritan woman, asking her to fetch him a drink of water. You all know the rest of the story in John 4:4 through 38. But I would like to call your attention upon when the disciples returned back to Jesus. They urged Jesus to eat, and Jesus said in John 4:32, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. The disciples were puzzled. Did Jesus eat someone else's food? Then I said to myself, wait a minute. They all walked a long way, and Jesus was tired. So he sat down and asked the Samaritan woman to fetch him some water while the disciples went into town to buy food. Then the Lord explained to me that he was full because he gave out of him. The part he gave out was the word to the Samaritan woman. I said, wow, Lord, in this world we are full when we take in, but in you we are full when we give out. Then I thought about myself, how I had to give out to anyone who would listen so that I may be full. So when I was asked to do these declarations, I already knew the Lord was calling me. I didn't know exactly where, but I rested to wait on his timing and direction. After I said yes to do these declarations, I asked the Lord for his direction of his heart to share. The Lord showed me it was going to be a three-part series. Then for some reason, I wrote in large letters on my tablet, Romans 8. I asked the Lord to confirm Romans 8, and he did it many times through this prayer call and many other sources. The Lord said, I really need my people to get a hold of Romans 8 to apply in their walk unto me. I said, okay, Lord, for you are our Father, and you know best. So for myself and all he wants us to pay attention in this season of our life to apply Romans 8. So remember that God is for you. He is your greatest cheerleader, saying, you can do this. He has supply for all your weaknesses, even if a way of escape. He has given you wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and warnings. His peace is your well-being. So take heed to listen, work, and labor to apply God's way, his character, into your life. Thank you, and God bless as I pass the call to the first prayer warrior.
Father God, we just thank you today for your love. We thank you, Father God, that you are there for us, oh God. We thank you that you dwell inside of us. Your Holy Spirit is with us wherever we go for eternity, oh God. God, I thank you for Susie for greeting. I thank you for Chirino for hosting and Tanya for that scripture in Proverbs. I thank you for Debbie Vine. Stand strong. God is for us. Oh, God, I thank you for Dion, whom you've given this vision to and brought it to pass for declare victory. God, I pray over her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, oh, God. God, bless her indeed and meet her every need. Let her lacking nothing. For God, you said we are complete in you. Father, I thank you for her mother, Jackie, her children, Deontay, Jamari, Josiah, John Quethers, and all those in our household, God. I thank you for our siblings. God, bless them and bless them indeed. God, I pray for your divine protection over their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I come lifting up those who are seeking prayer today. Dondrea, mother, grandmother, Father, she's asking for healing, and for her cousin, Doris and Erica. God, I pray that you touch their bodies, oh God, with your finger of love. God, bring your divine healing to their bodies, wherever they need healing it, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the God of healing, our God of healing, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are Elohim, the God of all creation, El Elyon, the God who possesses the heaven and the earth. God, you are Jehovah, our relational God, our eternal God. You are God Almighty. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise. We thank you for all your surrounding, oh God. We thank you for the flowers. We thank you for the power lines. We thank you for all your glory that surrounds us daily. Father God, the flowers in the field, the birds in the air. God, we just give you glory. We thank you, dear Lord, for all that you have given us, oh God. But Father, your presence is all around us. Father, wherever we look, where can we run from your love? We can hide no place, Father God. You said that we are laid naked, open before you, laid bare before you, oh God. And we give your name praise and honor today. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for Susie's father-in-law, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I just pray, Father God, that your will be done for Mr. Edward Womack, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you comfort him right now in his illness, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever your will is, oh God, let it be well with our soul, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray over the family this morning, the Womack family. Father God, I pray that you comfort them in their time of need, oh God, in this difficult time. Father God, we just pray for comfort over the family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said those who mourn shall be comforted. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have the last say so, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for you are God and God alone. And Father God, we thank you for all that you have done in our life. We thank you for your unconditional love. For God, you have poured your love in the hearts of all your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You said, Father God, that when we don't know what to pray, Father God, you intercede on our behalf. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise. We thank you today, oh God, just for being able to breathe. We thank you for life. We thank you for keeping us through the night as we slumber and slept, as we rested in you. For God, if you are for us, who can be against us? What can man do to me, oh God? Father, in the name of Jesus, that you have given us life. You said no one can snatch us out of your hand. Father, I lift up my dear mother Lily to you today. Father, I just pray that you continue to strengthen her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I give your name the praise and the honor, and for all those who are battling sickness and illnesses. God, I lift up Miss Doris and Ted White today. Father, continue to strengthen them and heal their bodies, oh God. Continue to guide and lead them into your everlasting truth. Father God, continue to let them walk in your way, for they are your children, oh God. And Father, I thank you for placing them in my life, for being a part of my life. I thank you for Dee Dee and Maddie and their children, Armani, Ariana, Alyssa, Aaron, Alex, and Maya, oh God. Bless them and bless them indeed. Bless their marriages. Bless all the marriages on this call. For God, you are the one who ordained marriages, Father God. You're the one who placed us in a personal and long covenant relationship in our marriages, Father God.
Help us not to put unrealistic expectations on one another. Father God, and I pray for those who are seeking marriage, those who are single, God, let them continue to seek you, O God, and love on you, O God. Let you be the lover of their souls. Father God, I just pray over this call. I thank you for this family, O God. I bless this family, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for each and every one on this call. I thank you for those who will come after me, Amani, Beverly, and Carol. Bless them, God, and bless them indeed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this is my prayer to you as I pass the call.
Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for yet another day, Father God, to be able to be in your presence. God, we thank you for the declaration that went forth on this morning, Lord God. And God, we pray that, Father God, that it went out to help others, Lord God. God, we come to you with a heart of thanksgiving on this morning, thanking you for keeping us, thanking you for waking us, thank you for the activities of our limbs. Thank you, Father God, for soundness of mind. Thank you, Lord God, that we are able to yet breathe another day, Lord God. Thank you for the activities of our limbs, God. Thank you for the sun rising, Father God, and thank you for the S-O-N, Father God, the one that gave his only, the one that gave his life for us, Lord God, the one that shed blood, Father God, on Calvary's hill, Father God, some 2,000 years ago, just so that we may have a right to the tree of life. God, we glorify you on today. God, we come interceding for those that are on this call, Father God, and those that are connected to the people that are on this call, God. You already know their wants. You already know their desires, Lord God. And you, God, you know their needs, God, because you knew us before you formed us in our mother's womb, Lord God. So, God, grant every desire, Lord God, according to your will for our lives, Lord God. God, allow our living to not be in vain on this day, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that that death could not hold you down, God. And we thank you for the victory that when you got up, Father God, that we were able to get up. God, some of us got up from drunkenness. Some of us got up, Lord God, from drugs, Lord God. Some of us got up, Lord God, from promiscuity, Lord God. Some of us got up, God, out of abusive situations, Lord God. God, so we thank you on today, Lord God, that because you got up, we were able to get up, Father God. And some of us are yet getting up day in and day out. God, we thank you that your grace and your mercies are new every morning, Lord God. For great is thy faithfulness, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are Jehovah Siskanu, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, that you are, Father God, Jehovah Baal Perazim. God, we thank you that you are the great I Am, God, that you are El Elyon, Lord God, that you are, Father God, everything that we need you to be exactly when we need you to be. God, we don't take it for granted, Lord God, that when we call up on your name, Lord God, that demons begin to tremble. God, when we call up on your name, sickness and disease have to bow. God, when we call up on your name, Lord God, things begin to shift in the atmosphere, Lord God. God, we thank you that your name causes atmospheres to change around us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, just for who you are on today. God, we pray for our children, Lord God, that you would continue to love on them, God, that you would continue to woo them back to you, God. And God, today we call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, your covering up on their lives, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would save them even from themselves, Lord God, that the hand of the enemy, God, would be rebuked up off of their lives, Lord God. God, that you would order their steps, Lord God, that you would save them up out of the muck and the miry clay, God, that you would call them in and use them for your kingdom, oh God. God, call them in and call them to be preachers and teachers and evangelists, Lord God, even if you call them to be an usher, Lord God, because we would rather be a doorkeeper, Father God, than to be anything else, Father God. So, God, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we honor you on this day, Lord God, as I pass the call, and it's in Jesus' name I pray, thank God and amen.
Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I thank you for everyone who has come before me and for my sister who will follow. Bless them in their commitment, Father God, to serve you. Continued blessings for all who have joined us on this line. I thank you, Father, that your eyes are continuously on our pastors, that you hear the focuses of their prayers, and that you are against anyone who plans anything evil against them. For I know that all things work for the good who love you. Therefore, in all things, they are more than conquerors. Lord, I pray for the discernment in exposing any orders of the enemy against our pastors. Show our people how to pray against all powers of this world and the spiritual forces of the darkness. And Lord, protect us as we wage in the fight of on behalf of our pastors. Lord, let them have the discerning mind to prioritize their time. Let them discern what is most important and be guarded against the cruelty of what is serious. Allow our pastors to glory only in the cross. Keep them from pride and pity. Let the cross be their reason for the ministry. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us draw near to you with a true heart in full declaration of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let your word dwell in us richly. Fill us with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you. Let your will be done. Father, we lift up our government officials, legislators, to provide sound legislation in Congress to show better judgment regarding foreign policy, military aid, and efforts taking place in the Middle East. Things that we need that are to cover us and keep us safe. Let them fulfill their obligations to do the right thing. Save those who are not yet your own. Give those in power wisdom in every decision and help them to think clearly. Grant them the discernment and common sense so they'll be strong and effective leaders. Be their defender, their protector, and keep them always on guard. And help those who are followers of you, Lord, to be courageous, standing firm in their faith and influencing others for your kingdom. Encourage and strengthen them, giving them the wisdom that they need. Help them to have the courage and faith in you, no matter what they are facing day to day, in the name of Jesus. Send your ambassadors into all the nations. Open to them a door for the word to speak the ministry of Christ, that the gospel of the kingdom may be preached in all the world. You have declared to your people the power of your works in giving them the heritage of this nation. Let every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Cause righteousness and praise to spring forth. Let the earth be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Father, gather the nations together that they may worship you and exalt you in all the earth. Let the nations be blessed through your people. Let the wealth of the unjust be gathered together and be delivered into the hands of your people for the work of the Lord. Send forth your salvation to the ends of the earth and make your enemies to be your footstool in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for our troops. May you, Jesus Christ, with your guardianship and protection, shield Isaiah Ramirez, Tamara Hope, Ardell Mario Oliver, Devin Cook Oliver, Jana Striplin, Angelica Renee Ramos, Zachariah Stewart, Tristan Hutchinson, Jervias Jeffrey, Joshua Cheney, Jalen Jones, Demarie Jackson, Joshua Jones, Imani Jackson, Maurice Lewis, always from sin, injuries, injustice, from contempt, from pestilence and other diseases, from fear, torture, and great suffering, from all evil intentions, from false tongues and the words of fools, and that nothing can inflict any injury to their bodies. Take care of them, God. We cry out to you today on behalf of the lost. Reveal yourself to the nations, the government, the city, the church. Reveal yourself to every tribe and every tongue. We cry out to you to reveal yourself to every person. We ask that this year become the greatest year for salvation that the world has ever known. We ask that each person on this earth is given the opportunity to hear and understand the word, the gospel. Lord, give us boldness in prayer for this nation, for this country. Help us to cultivate a tender heart toward those who do not know you. Lord, give us boldness in our relationship. May we be bold in sharing the gospel of our daily encounters. May we be bold in sharing the gospel of our family and our friends. Lord, we pray that our love for you be easily seen by those who know us. May we stir up courage to speak for our love for you. May our dedication to you grow strong and steady, and may our light burn brightly in you. We pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you cover us from religious motivated attacks, friends and families of those who faced terrorist attacks. Father God, I pray for safe travel, as well as all public transportation, homeless and prisoners. I thank you and I praise your name. All these things I ask in your darling son, Jesus' name, as I pass the call.
Heavenly Father, I come to you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Excuse me. Lord, I thank you wholeheartedly for your unfailing mercy and your grace. I thank you, Lord, for forgiving us from our sins, both known and unknown, Lord God. I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would sanctify us completely and give each and every one of us renewed strength in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I come to you. We all come to you, O God, with reverence and worship, Lord God, and humility. Through your Holy Spirit, O God. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit speak to our hearts through the word and lead and guide us, O God, to do your perfect will. Lord, we agree in prayer for all of the requested prayers. I ask, God, that they be granted, and God also grant those that were unspoken, God, because you know the needs of your people. Bless those, Lord, who are sick and those that are in the hospitals. That are at home on their sick beds. Lord God, bless those in rehabilitation centers and give them all, Lord Jesus, healing and some peace of mind. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for breathing your breath of life over each and every one of us. And we thank you, Father, for your angelic protection that you give us on a daily basis. God, we thank you. God, we take absolutely nothing for granted. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for watching over our families and for watching over our children, God, while they are away from us at school or wherever they are, God. We thank you for watching over them. I ask, oh God, that you would teach our children to be obedient and grateful, God, and, Lord, to have our children always come to us. When something doesn't seem right, God, give our children the boldness to always come to us, to always let us know what's going on around them, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that. God, we thank you for our shelter and for our jobs. We thank you, God, for our transportation. We thank you, God, for food that you put on the table, God. We thank you, God, for everything. We take nothing for granted, God, because we know that nothing is impossible without you. We need you, Lord, for everything. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do. We bless your name, O God, for just everything. I lift up each and every one of our unsaved family members, God, unsaved family members, unsaved people in general, God. I ask that you would just place us in predicaments and situations and places where we can witness to others, God. Witness to others by just a smile, God. Witness to others in our actions and our deeds, God. Lord, I ask that you would use each and every one of us on this line to share the gospel of Christ. Lord, I ask that you would just allow our lifestyles to be positive examples for all those that we encounter. We ask, Lord Jesus, that the fruits of Spirit be developed in each and every one of our lives. Not only developed, God, but just allow us to practice them. Allow them to just become a part of us. And God, I know you will. We thank you for your love, your joy, the peace, God, that you give us, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, and the faithfulness, the gratefulness, God, and even the long-suffering and the self-control. And God, I just thank you that you will develop these things in our life, God. I know that you will because, God, you give us all good things. We release all things into your hands, God, and we commit ourselves totally and 100% to you. We trust you, Lord Jesus, and we love you. We thank you, God, for all that you do. Lord, I ask that you would allow your Holy Spirit to speak into our hearts through the Word of God. Speak into our hearts, God, on what we should do, where we should go, what direction we should take. God, I ask that you give each and every one of us, all, even the people on the road, God, travel in mercy and grace to and fro to their destinations, God. Just protect our nation, God. Keep us safe, God. All of our neighboring cities, God, I ask that you would watch over them. Each and every one of the cities on this call and those extended from them, God, just keep our cities safe, Lord. Just keep peace, God. We know that you can do it. God, we ask that your greatness will allow each and every one of us to be helpers, not only, God, to one another that we know, but helpers to everyone, God, to those that we encounter on a daily basis, God, to those on our jobs, to those in the grocery store. God, just everybody, use us, God, to be examples. Keep our hearts and minds guarded in the name of Jesus also, Lord. I pray, Lord, for the lost. Lord, those that are wayward, who just have really lost their way, they don't know God. Those who knew Jesus at one time, God, and lost their way, Lord, let someone remind them of you, God, because, God, you are great and greatly to be praised. God, I ask that you would just work on those that have no hope. Work on those, God, who are brokenhearted, God. Use us, use each and every one of us to get in their lives, God, to one day see them. Just use us, God, to bless others, God. I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus, for single parents, whether they be mom or dad, God, those who are struggling just to make ends meet, God, bless them with resources. God, I ask you to just meet the needs of those who are homeless in the name of Jesus, God. Bless them also with resources so they can have good night's sleep, Lord God. Lord Jesus, I ask you to bless their minds. Let them keep their minds in the name of Jesus, God. I just pray for them, God, that you would just do exceedingly abundantly all that we can on this call could ever ask to think for those that are homeless, those that need you, God. I thank you and I praise you. I pray, Lord God, for those that are mentally challenged. I ask, God, that you would bless and heal them and heal their minds, God. I know that you're a healer, Lord God. You are Jehovah Rapha. You're the one who healeth, God. So I know that you can heal minds. God, you can heal everything. I thank you, God, for clear thoughts. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do. I thank you for clear minds. I ask you, God, to just remove emotional clutter from our minds, God. Remove the things that don't matter, God. Allow us, God, to be focused on winning souls for Christ and living our life upright before you, God. I ask, Lord God, that you would bless the singles on the line. Bless marriages. But, Lord God, bless those singles, God. And if they want someone in their lives, God, I ask that you would give them wise decision-making. God, give them wise decision-making when they go out and date, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for so much. I ask you to bless our married people. Bless us to have peace and happiness. Bless us to pray together, God. Bless us to not hold grudges, God. I ask our love just to grow, God. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to use marriages to be examples to those who may be getting married. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord Jesus, to help them always to put you first in their marriages. And Lord, I ask them to have you over everything in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your abundant blessings that you give to us. And God, as we prepare to take our phones off of mute, we just thank you, God, for everything that you give us on every day. We ask you, Lord, to help us to continue to witness to others about your goodness and your greatness, God. We thank you, God, because we know that it is our job, Lord God, to win souls. We lift up pastors, Lord. We ask, Lord God, that you would anoint the pastors and anoint their service. I ask, God, that you would impart into pastors spiritual wisdom, God, and allow them to hear clearly from you in the name of Jesus. I ask you would give them great visions, God, for the body of Christ. I ask you, Lord God, to just help us to follow your directions in the name of Jesus. I ask you, God, to give us the words to say to people, those loving words, those words, Lord God, that are right. I declare, Lord God, that by the power of your name, in the name of Jesus, that we will do your will, God, that we will do the things that you have us to do, God. I thank God that you will keep us bold and dauntless. God, I thank God that you would keep us fearless and confident, God, steadfast and faithful, truth and loyal, God. I thank you for all these things, God, because these things are of you. Lord, I ask you to allow us, Lord God, not to be accusers of others. Instead, God, teach us to act in gentleness, God, and to have a good word in season and out of season, God. Lord, allow us to be able to edify and exhort and comfort others. Keep our minds stayed on you, God. I thank you and I praise you, God, for all things. I thank you and I praise you, God, for your fresh anointing, God, that you give us on a daily basis. God, I thank you for your strength. I thank you for your protection, God, in all things. I thank you, God, for allowing each and every one of us on this call never, God, to take anything for granted. Because, God, someone did wake up today, God, but you saw fit for each and every one of us to be able to wake up. So, God, we take that as a message that there is a job to be done in the name of Jesus. And, God, we take on that task. God, we promise you on this day, God, that we are going to do your will to the very best of our ability, God, to win souls, to be kind to others, God, and to let others know that we love you, to let our light so shine in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for strength and guidance. We thank you for the courage that you give us. God, for you are the Lord of lords and the kings of kings. And God, we know through you, if we just wait on you, God, and work in you, God, we know that you will work in us. God, I thank you and I praise you for the visions that you have for our life. Because God, contrary to what the enemy wants us to believe, you have visions for each and every one of us. God, I thank you and I praise you and I speak visions. God, I speak wisdom into the lives of each and every one of my brothers and sisters on this line, God. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for positivity. I rebuke the spirit of doubt in each and every person on this line, God, because I know that you have something for them to do. I rebuke and I bind the spirit of being quiet, God, because, Lord, a mouth needs to be open and nothing can be shared when the mouth is closed, God. I thank you for your angelic protection.
Thank you for keeping us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us the heart and the mind, Lord God. Hallelujah. The desire, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Against
your
this,
power,
enemy,
Lord God,
God.
Hallelujah.
When you come in as a flood,
your
God,
mercy,
that
Lord
you
God.
As
hallelujah.
A against
your
God,
grace,
you.
Lord God.
We thank you
hallelujah.
For being that son and child,
everlasting
God.
Mercy,
for
Lord God.
Firm,
hallelujah.
God. We thank you
Jesus.
For giving us all things, God.
Hallelujah.
God, you said if
all
we lived
things,
up right,
Lord
that you would
hallelujah.
Give us things, God.
All
and
things,
I thank
Lord
you, God.
Hallelujah.
I ask, God, that your will
through
be done
Christ
in our lives on today and every day, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We
praise you,
all things, Lord God.
Hallelujah. For all that you do,
Christ
God.
Jesus.
Allow
hallelujah.
Us to not be weary
thank
and well-doing,
God. Thank you for your holy word, Lord God.
Teach us,
hallelujah.
Lord, take
thank
us.
You for
take
your
us
holy
to heights
word,
that we have
Lord
never
God.
Seen,
hallelujah.
God. God, have
Jesus.
Us doing things that we've never done in your name, oh God. Lord,
yes.
I thank you and I praise you. I
yes,
thank you for
Lord.
Your presence. I thank
yes.
you for your word. Lord, I thank you for
Jesus.
Your anointing. I
we
thank
cry
you for
out to you, Lord God.
I thank you for
hallelujah.
Being the visionary, God.
We
who has
cry
the
out to you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God,
we
for giving
call upon your holy name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We call upon your holy name. Lord God, hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Renew us today, Lord God, hallelujah. Renew us today, Lord God, hallelujah.
I ask God,
brand new mercies, Lord God, hallelujah. Brand new mercies, Lord God, hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord God, I thank you and I praise you.
Thank you, Lord God.
And it is so, Lord God, and so it is. In the precious name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you. Amen.
Yes,
as
Lord.
I pass the call.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Merciful God.
Hello, and welcome again to Declare Victory. My name is Torina. I'm your hostess. I hope you've been blessed by the call. Were there any first-time visitors that did not get to say hello? Is there anyone that joined the call late and did not get to say hello?
Hi, good morning. My name is Claudia Villalpando, and I'm calling from Richmond.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you.
Is it your first
time
calling?
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. It's Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, baby doll.
Good morning, baby.
One second.
Good
is
morning.
This your first time calling? Is this your first time calling?
Talia?
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
good morning,
BDS.
Good morning, it's Sister Tracy. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Tracy.
Good morning, this is Janet.
Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Jamila. Good morning,
Niger. Good morning, it's Bridget.
Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, it's Tataya.
Good morning,
is there anyone else?
Good morning, it's Ollie.
Good morning, it's Anthony.
Good morning, Ollie. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Dijon.
Bijan.
Good morning, Dijon.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Raina.
Morning.
Good morning, Raina.
Morning, guys.
It's Renee. Good morning. It's Denise Tuesday.
Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, it's Nisi.
Good morning, Nisi. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Renee. Good morning,
Nisi. Anyone else?
Good morning,
okay.
Family.
Good morning,
Andrea.
Good morning.
Okay, well, we hope that you can join us for the next segment of the call, which is Love, Life, and Victory portion. Thank you for that page. I now pass the call over.
Somebody is either on BART or driving with the window down. Could you please mute your phone?
Amen. So good morning to everyone again. I want to say thank you to Diane, Nisi, Beverly, and Carol for the prayers. Thank you so much. And also thank you to Dion and Tanya and all those who helped make this call possible. Thank you for letting me speak, and just want to say thank you. So at this time, I will open it up to anyone that has anything that they would like to say from the declaration today.
Hey, Deborah Yvonne, this is Tanya. I just wanted to jump in really quickly because I'm moving kind of early this morning. I wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed the declaration, and ironically, I was just reading we're going through this Hope series at PSBC, and I don't know if I'm off today or what, but day 25, the theme scripture was Romans 8:31. So I practically jumped out of my skin. And then it went on to say that we should read the entire chapter of Romans, the eighth chapter, you know, as a suggestion. And I was able, it's amazing how God lines things up. And he'll give confirmation for us as well as the person that is actually giving the word. So I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank the Lord. He is so good to us. Anybody else?
Hey, Deborah.
Yes.
Good morning. It's Dee Dee. I have to also jump in with Tanya. My pastor was in Romans 8 on Sunday as well and broke it down like never before. So God is truly speaking to us and through Romans 8:28 read it, know it, get it in your heart. Just read the whole chapter of Romans. And thank you again for your share. I love you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Dee Dee. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi. Thank you for the declaration. It really touched my heart. I'm listening to you speak about your mom. And on a day that, on this month, I don't know, just tearing me apart about my brother. I don't know, this month, and I don't know what's so different than the other months, but since he's passed, but this month has really been difficult for me. And just listen to you share your heartfelt memories of your mom and, you know, how you just cried out that day. And it just really blessed me. And so, I'm really grateful. It was just, I mean, as I was thinking about my brother, and I was just a little mad this morning, and then when you began to share, it just really helped me, and it just calmed my heart, you know. And so I know I'm going to take a declaration with me today and just, you know, just think about it. It really blessed my soul today. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, man, that was a trying period in my life. But God was so good to me. I tell you guys, my mom and I, she was my mother, but she was like my best friend. And she was that way to all of us, to all of her kids. But I was the oldest, and we just did so much together. But God is so good. He is so good. Because when that happened, when my son said that, I said, no, he didn't. I said, that was from the Lord. And what I said in that declaration, what the Lord told me out of the mouth of a babe, that is the honest truth, you guys. That's exactly what the Lord told me, word for word. And it really did dry up my tears. It really did. It gave me hope. That's why he is for us in all things. Anything that we're concerned about, he's concerned about. But we have to understand that we have to take on his way. This is the first point for us. I think when we become a Christian, that's when it really, when really all the work begins. See, a lot of people, when they become the Christian, they say, oh, okay, it's going to be easy right now. Things are going to work out. I'm a child of God, so everything's going to go my way. Because no, that's when the work really begins. And I think we all have to realize that's when it begins. But the more that we work and we labor to incorporate God's thinking and his ways into our lives, oh, my goodness, the benefits outweigh anything else that we may have had before we had Christ. But we have to work to get to that point. And that's where the enemy fights us on. But God has given us, I mean, I tell you, he has given us all the supplies that we need. We have to apply it. It's like when we go to school, when we go to college, if we just go sit in the class, we are hearing the same thing that everybody else in the class is hearing. But if we don't take it and we don't study on it and apply it in our life, when it comes down to that test, it may mean the difference between getting an A or getting an E. Someone else in the class may have studied and they get an A, but maybe I didn't study as much and I get a C. Well, the difference is that this person really took what was being taught, they studied it, they meditated on it, they chewed on it. So when those answers came, they knew the answers. Me, when I took the test, I did not study on it as much. I only study on it here and there. I heard the teacher and maybe a few minutes here and there, and then I got a C. Well, it's the same thing that applies in the Word of God. We have to take his word. And I know it's a lot coming at us because it is a change of mind. It's a change of heart. But even if we can take one scripture and just dissect that one scripture, it will add life. It will add hope in your life because God's word is life. And so once you take that one scripture, and I'm telling you, once you get that one-time breakthrough, it makes you hungry. Oh, Lord, I got to put this in my life. I got to put that in my life. Oh, Lord. And then he'll start just dropping all kind of things in your heart. When you go to church, you will hear the Holy Spirit. He'll say, okay, oh, wait, I got to study this more or this. And then afterwards, you guys start doing this, you'll start seeing the fruits. You'll start seeing your fruits manifest in your life. And this is our goal. I want to see the fruits of God's word in my life. So at the same time as I'm working on applying God's word and so forth in my life, I'm also working on to stay in his peace. And he tells us, let not your heart be troubled or be afraid. And also he says to trust him and to keep your thoughts stayed upon him. So what are my thoughts? Well, the Lord tells us that we should think on the things that's more lively, like think on him, think on his word, think of the goodness of life, think of the joy of the Lord, all these things. Everything works together as one unto the Lord. Okay, I said enough. Anybody else want to speak?
5 minutes ago. Thank you for the declaration this morning. Last night I had a dream. I was with my mother and we were just having a good time in the dream. And then I reached over to go get my camera to take a picture. And then my daughter came in the room, my 37-year-old daughter, said, Mommy, can I get in the bed with you and snuggle? And I said, sure. And I scooted over. And then now I'm in here with my grandbaby and all of us in here snuggling. I thank you for the decoration.
Oh, you're welcome. Anyone else?
Hey, it's Raina.
Hi.
I got a word this morning, and it was just like conviction and confirmation for me in my personal life. On Sunday was the first. Sunday was the first time ever that I joined a church, and leading up to that, I had really had like this feeling that I need to do more. Like I wanted to serve the Lord more. I didn't want to just ask him to help me, but I wanted to give back, you know, and to serve the kingdom. And you said something this morning that we only get full when we give out more. We only get full in the Lord when we give out more. And I was like, wow, this is such a timely message. And, you know, like I really just feel like I'm on the right path. And your word was like confirmation of that to my spirit. So I just want to say thank you for that. And I hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. When the Lord showed me that, you guys, I mean, God is so on time. Because I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, it seemed like I have to give out so I can get more from you. You guys, it was like I was sitting at a feast having anything that I wanted to eat. And it was just blessing me. And then when the Lord showed me about the Samaritan woman at the well, he pointed out that one specific scripture when the disciples urged Jesus to eat because they had came back from getting food and, you know, the rest of the story. But that one part where the disciples tried to urge him to eat, and Jesus said that I have food to eat that you know nothing about. And then the Lord brought it to my attention that. And I said, wow, Lord, is that like I said in my declaration? Because he explained to me that I was feeling the same thing that he was feeling at that time, and he explained to me where it came from. And I mean, that was so profound to me. That was so profound. I just said, Lord, thank you. So I don't know where the Lord is all the way going in my life, but I just know that I just enjoy him. I enjoy being obedient to him, and I enjoy having him the head of my life. Anybody else would like to share? No one else?
Yes. Good morning. This is Reverend Celeste.
I heard two people really appreciate what God is doing, how he's guiding me personally in a new depth and dimension of faith. So I just wanted to share that on the declaration today.
Thank you. You're wonderful. Brother Eric? I believe that was Brother Eric. Or was it Brother Jeff?
Wonderful declaration.
We can hardly hear you. Brother Eric, we can hardly hear you.
We see things and things happen in our life. That's the love of God. And I think that's the goal of all of us to live through life through God's lens, everything that we do. But what you and the other sister were just talking about, I was teaching on Sabbath last Saturday about the Beatitudes, and one particular popped up on my mind. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And the thing about it is, you are so right, but there's a condition to that filling, and you have to hunger and thirst. And so, you know, one can't happen without the other. So if we want to be filled with the Spirit, we want to be filled with God's love, we want to be filled spiritually to where we'd be satisfied, we have to have that hunger, that thirst to want to pour into God's word more, to want to do what God has purposed for us in our lives and begin the ministry and begin to help one another. And so it's a two-part process. As we endeavor to do more, then God fills us more, and it's an ever-going process. That just popped up in my mind.
You
just talked about
that.
Without that, that's
wrong.
Great
declaration. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else like to share? Well, okay. Since no one else has anything to say, I take it that everybody, that the Lord is blessing everybody and everybody's life, and I guess that we can have an early call today, a short call. So don't forget that today is Tell It Tuesday, and this evening it will be TNT Bible Study. And I would like to just say a quick prayer for everyone. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all of us meeting here this day on one mind and one accord. I thank you for the declaration going out and that your word is going to work in each and every one of us. I thank you that we are being ambassadors to show you, to let our light shine into everyone that will be part of our world this day. I thank you for giving us traveling grace to protect us and to give us favor as we go in and as we come out, Lord, and to bless all that our hands touch this day. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So everybody have a wonderful day.
What was that?
Hello?
Amen. Have a wonderful day.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Everybody. Thank you. Everybody be blessed.
Thank you.
Amen. Bye.
No,
bless you.
Bless God. Thank you.